joined before today's game by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Coach, we talked a little bit last night about just the offensive struggles in terms of getting the ball in the basket after you watched some film. Is that pretty much what the problem was?
I don't mind. Our offense is probably our best offense, like we kind of mentioned yesterday, especially in the first half. And even, you know, we made Wayne do something that we hadn't seen on film in five games, get into his zone. And they couldn't guard us inside. And I think we still could have, like you mentioned, could have got it inside. We just settled for some outside threes.
Brooklyn Bachman stepped up. We mentioned her last night as well. She had 20 points. She had some rebounds and assists. And
yeah.
So do you think it was on her more of a conscious effort to try to score, look for her shot, or was it just there as part of the offense?
I think it's a mix of both. She had a really good week of practice, just balance, thinking score, taking some pressure off herself. She's her worst critic. So she was just really confident, but also when our offense works that well with tempo, pacing, sharing the basketball, 18 assists shows, great offense. So I think it has to do with her mentality and then just finding the right shots and her teammates finding her, I think was a good balance.
And I mentioned that because you talk about the zone,
mm-hmm.
and you were able to shoot over the zone a little bit,
yep.
but the shots just weren't necessarily falling for you, were they?
No, and I tell our kids, we like threes, but we're not great three-point shooters. We're really great in the paint. So like you'll see all the time, if they pass it to the wing and shoot it, unless it's Claire, I don't like that three. I'm more of a, hey, get them shifted, get them moving, get the ball in the paint on a kick, attack and kick, or from the post and kick. I love those threes. But the one pass or just not in rhythm threes, I don't like them. We don't have sharp shooters across the board that, you know, where we're really good. And every time I play a team, they say your bigs are really good. Well, let's utilize them.
And you did score 82 points, though. Unfortunately, your defense, you just weren't able there in the second half. It seemed that Norlin kind of got a rhythm going, and some of the mm-hmm. players around her, she was able to get them involved, and their offense was really good in that second half.
It was, and they did a lot of different things. We made them call a lot of sets we haven't seen, because we were guarding them pretty well in the first half, disrupting them and getting some turnovers into buckets on the other end. You know, the big thing is we play numbers sometimes, and Bongartz doesn't shoot a high percentage threes. So we tell our post to go help inside, kick out to her three. The first one you got to let go. You know, she's a college basketball player. She can make a wide open three. The second one, you know, she felt in a rhythm. And so you take away those 6 points that typically don't happen. And that was a part of their 15-0 run, too, where the momentum was going their way. So it was just a battle of offenses yesterday. I don't think either team was good enough defensively, but their offense just chipped in a couple more that gave them the W.
And you mentioned that 15-0 run. It wasn't one of those lightning runs.
No.
It was just they just kind of kept scoring, and you would miss, and they would score.
Yeah.
So it was just a slow build, and those are always the hard ones to overcome, right?
Right. Those are the ones that even as a coach, you know, you don't feel as much as the momentum runs that we've had. And that's where you looked at our shots too. Man, layups where it rimmed out, post touches rimmed out, pretty good looking threes, even high percentage threes, just not there. So yeah, like you mentioned, it wasn't one where you said, all right, I gotta kill this run with a timeout, and then we need to regroup. It was just a slow burn.
And there were even stretches during that run where you'd have two or three chances. You'd get an offensive rebound. You just couldn't get it to go in the basket.
I know there's something wrong with those rims at home here.
We'll have to check with Skip about
that's
those.
Right.
Maybe they need
that's
to get
right.
to work on them. Head coach Chelsea DeVille with us before tonight's game. We'll be back to talk about tonight's opponent, Augie, a little bit later here on the Beaver Radio Network.